You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler, the Rumford-Pelly on Audio Boom. Welcome, by the way. Don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. What about that, okay? Ray, how are you doing, pal?
Very good indeed. Good.
Ray, let's have a wee look back, can we? Manchester City, Man United. Let's give United credit. The young boys, well, another goal, cracking finish. But City never turned up,
did they? Look, and it's a Manchester derby as well. I didn't see the fight in there. You didn't see him gaining to tackles. And it was a poor performance, you know. If Aguero don't score, they don't win.
And
now
he was the only one who was flying.
He was having a go with Aguero. He's the one who's he's a top player, and we know that. But it's probably the one of the worst performances I've ever seen in a professional footballer, Dean Michaelis.
Oh, the back,
the centre half. He was all over the place. I've never seen a performance like it. And fair play to Rashford. He was different class. He's really improved this season, and a great find from.
And by the way, it was a penalty as well. Really,
it was
it?
Indeed. Yeah, it should have been a penalty. And then Manchester United fans who travelled just across the other side of the town, they would have been absolutely delighted.
But you're right, Di Michaelis, hopeless.
He was all over the place.
Do you know what? And Pep Guardiola watching, the whole back four, he's got to blow out. He's got to bomb the two centre-backs, two full-backs. See you later, honestly.
Well, without Kompany, and he's had his problems, Kompany. I get a little bit worried about it. He keeps pulling.
Yeah, 14 calf injuries.
Yeah, there's a problem there.
And old Tata Touré, he's gone. Pep won't be putting up
with him. No. I think there's major changes there. But the problem they're going to have, Al, is, you know what it's like? Champions League football is so important to Pep Guardiola. Oh. I know he'll still be there, whatever happens.
Could be Europa League.
He don't want to be in that Europa League.
Who's going to get it? United are talking about nicking City spot. They want to have a little look at West Ham, by the way.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be so competitive. We talk about the top of the table and the bottom, but that fight for top four, that fourth place, it's going to be amazing. Come right down to the wire. West Ham have got some big games coming up. We know United are finishing strong now.
And by the way, you know who else? Well, you were out jogging today. I was working. I spoke to Charlie Adam. Stoke have got City to play. They've got Spurs to play. They've got Liverpool to play. Stoke are not far away.
If you're going to put Stoke in it, you've got to put Southampton.
Yes.
What a result last week against Liverpool. 2-0 down. Got Ronald Koeman, who's a top manager. Got his side winning 3-2. And they're right in the hunt as well. So this fight for fourth place, Way City are playing, and they're going to concentrate now on PSG in the Champions League. So whether it happens, but them two centre halves, you play with Di Michaelis, you're always going to get a chance.
I think I'd tell them that.
That's what I worry about.
Not.
Ibrahimovic, Al, against Di Michaelis.
I know.
I'm a little bit worried for City if he plays, but hopefully he won't play and someone else will fill in.
Bumped into Merce yesterday lunchtime. Paul Merson, great form.
Yeah.
Talking about the Arsenal. Can Arsenal, if they win every game?
I was brought up well when I roomed with Merce for a year. Yeah, so I learnt how to gamble. And then obviously I roomed with Tony Adams, so I learnt how to drink. So I had a
didn't learn how to drive.
I had the perfect upbringing as a young player. But look, Arsenal's still in the hunt, there's no doubt. You can't rule them out because, you know, Arsenal have always finished the season well. Look, it's Leicester's and they've got hope that Leicester and Spurs make a mistake. A couple of mistakes probably. But I think Leicester are showing all the signs of being champions by the way they're playing.
Yeah.
Because Newcastle, Norwich, the last game they played against Palace, it wasn't great, but they're getting results. They're getting 1-0 wins.
This international break, could that stop the big momentum?
Well, they'll be looking at their players as well. Hopefully they won't get injured because they haven't got the biggest squad.
No.
If you get key players like Vardy, Drinkwater, who's in the England squad now, and if they get injured, I think they could really suffer. But, you know, I think every single neutral is hoping they can keep it going because it'd be one of the biggest things in Premier League history.
Yeah.
If they won it, with all the money around the other clubs and teams and Leicester, a little club like Leicester, that or Brighton on a free transfer, Mahrez 400,000.
I'm glad you brought him up. You know, he looked like a little schoolboy in that Villa side. All of a sudden, he's playing like a man.
Well, I think Ranieri's got the best out of everybody. I mean, how they've all stepped up. I think they're all enjoying their football. Everybody knows their jobs. I think there's a real good togetherness in the team, which is so important. Team spirit, we always talk about that. It's not all just about team spirit, but that's a big help. And when you've got Mahrez playing the way he is and Vardy playing the way he is, you know, you've always got half a chance because goals win your games, and them two certainly can score goals.
Ray, let's look
down the bottom of the table, because it's as much as the top is fascinating, down the bottom you're scratching your head. What a result for Norwich. 1-0 at West Brom.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely. And Alex Neil would have targeted that game. He's looking at the home form as well. The home form could keep them up this year. They've got to play Newcastle, they've got to play Sunderland. So them two games are going to be huge for all the clubs. But obviously the North East Derby, Sunderland looked like they was going to go on and win the game, but credit to Newcastle, they battled back into it, and they looked like they could get the winner in the end. But in the end, Newcastle probably would have took a point there, because circumstances of the game, Sunderland looked very good in that first half.
Yep.
Defoe, I just worry about the goals for Newcastle, for Norwich as well, because they've not got a natural goal scorer. With Defoe, that could you know, goals win your games and can keep clubs up, and they know they've got a prime striker in Defoe to maybe be the ones to keep them up.
Norwich have still got to go to Selhurst Park as well, and I looked at a stat this morning.
I think it was
December 19 last time Crystal Palace won in the league.
Yeah, no, they haven't won this year.
Frightening.
They haven't won this year. But it's Alan Pardew must be scratching his head, because the FA Cup form has been superb. Mm. I mean, they're going to Spurs and White Hart Lane. How good have they been this year? And beating them. Maybe he would have rested a few players, Pochettino, but he's still got to go on to White Hart Lane.
I remember Ipswich 1978 beating Arsenal 1-0 in the final at Wembley and finishing 18th.
It's Palace.
I think they'll be there.
Palace
semi-final.
Their main objective now, obviously, is the FA Cup. Just to get enough points, I think they will get another win, Palace, and be safe. But you just got to be careful, because them clubs below them now, Benitez in Newcastle, if they get a result, you know what Sam Allardyce is like. If they can get another result, then suddenly Palace have got to be really worried about not going down.
As we speak, no news on Villa yet, but huge speculation, Davy Moyes.
Well, that'd be a good manager for me. I think what he did at Everton was superb. He didn't work out for me in Spain, but it's very difficult. Manchester United, whoever's going to follow from Sir Alex Ferguson was always going to be a tough gig to do, because the expectations, the club itself is one of the biggest clubs in the world, alongside Barcelona, Real Madrid, and it was always going to be a difficult job. But David Moyes is a good manager, and he proved at Everton how well they've done every single season with the squad they had was amazing. So let's hope David Moyes, we want to see young British managers still involved in Premier League football.
Now we're getting excited about the Euros, aren't we? And there's a couple of real good friendlies coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment, Ray, but you and I, very briefly, didn't we?
Yeah.
We picked a starting 11 that we thought may start for the Euros. Let me give you mine. By the way, we have a huge reaction to this on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, this is only, you know, if at the moment with the players not being fit. We don't know who's going to be fit, but I'm going to go by what Roy Hodgson might look at as well.
Give me your back four first.
Let's go for the goalkeeper. I think we both agree with Joe Hart. Yeah. If he's fit, which he looks like he will be, he's not as bad as his calf strain.
Di Machia, let's chase that one.
Unbelievable. What an awful back pass. And Joe Hart does his calf. But he'll be fit, so he'll play. And there's a good competition now. It's an opportunity, him being out with his two friendlies as well. Butland and Falstar. I'm sure both of them will have
Charlie
a game
Adam
each.
Charlie told me Butland. He said, Alan, he's getting better.
He's improved,
and better.
And he's a young lad, and he's just on a new long-term contract as well at Stoke, which they'll be delighted with, because he's a top goalkeeper. Right, my back four. I'm going to cross the back. Right-hand side, I'm going to go with Klein.
Yes.
Nathaniel Klein. I think he steps into the England side, and he's done really well. I think he'll have a good season next year as well at Liverpool, and I just think that he's a player that can defend well but also get enough time going forward, and you have to at times be defensive unit, and I think Klein fits in now. I've gone with Smalling, who's had a great season at United, as my centre half. It was either John Stones or Cahill, but I went with Cahill because of experience and because he's played Champions League football. He's played against top strikers in Europe, and I think that might stand him in good stead. So I'd put him alongside Smalling. And then left back, look, there's lots to choose from. I know Shaw's out at the moment, but you've got Baines, you've got Kieran Gibbs. Danny Rose has had a great season at Spurs, and I think he deserves his opportunity.
Right, my back four, I'm saying with you, with Hart, I've gone Walker, Stones, Smalling, or Smalling, Stones, and Rose.
But the problem is
really
with Stones, why is he not playing?
I don't know, because Everton can't beat anything. Everton are struggling. Why don't you have your best player on the side?
Absolutely.
And so I don't work it out, but I'm thinking not just the Euros, Ray. I'm thinking of the World Cup as well. And a stepping stone to
the World
Cup.
Well, you've got to bed them in.
So I would go
in.
Walker and Rose, the two Tottenham fullbacks, and I'd go Smalling and Stones.
Yeah, I can't understand.
And I'd protect them with Dyer just in front?
Well, if you're going to play Stones, I think you've got to play Dyer. I think a lot of he's in my team anyway. But I think Stones, he does take gambles, doesn't he? You know, he does come out with a ball, which you want to see. You want to see people, you know, confident on the ball, and you want to be see ball players. But when he does lose it in dangerous areas, I think there was one against Arsenal when he tried to pass it back and he got it wrong and he nearly got caught out. So yeah. It's just to be careful to, you know, we want to see players play and be confident, but there's times and places to do it.
Yeah.
And certainly at time he's got to learn when to get rid of it, get it out of the danger area, or when I've got time to play.
So I've got but
if you play Stones and he comes out, Dyer is a natural player.
And you've got him on your side
as
well.
Yeah, I've got him in my side as a holding mid. I think he's done well.
So then I go Dele Alli and Henderson. He's the engine. Don't get me wrong, Dele Alli can get up and down, but Henderson, for his engine, I'll put him in.
Yeah, I've gone Dyer, Alli, and then I've got the three behind the front. Now, there was question marks whether I can play two up front. Vardy, he deserves to play really good. Way he's played this season with Kane. Imagine that, with the defences in the other nations looking at their two strikers and saying, look how hard they work and the pace of them guys. So I was looking to play them, but I don't think he will do that, Roy. I think he'll put Vardy on the bench, maybe bring him on for the last 25 minutes when they're starting to tire a little bit. But my three behind, I've gone with Welbeck.
Yep.
Now, he's never let England down. He's a player that looks really sharp since he's been back from injury for Arsenal. I think he's been one of the shining lights with Iwobi and people like that. So I think Welbeck will be on the left-hand side. I really believe you've got to play Barkley now in just behind the front, because he's developing and he's one for the future, Al, like you said, with Stones. Yeah. So I think you've got to get him in there now and play him. If Rooney's fit, still play Barkley behind in the hole. And I think we will play Rooney. I think he will be fit, and I think he'll play him on the right-hand side of midfield.
Okay, so I've gone Matu, Alli and Henderson. As I say, Henderson, the engine. He's not brilliant on the ball.
So you've got a holding player, yeah, two Dyer, in front of them.
Dyer covering the two centre-backs. Yeah. Then I've got Alli and Henderson. And then two in front of them, I've got Rooney, I've got Bartley.
Yeah.
I'd almost give Bartley the number 10 and say you've got a free roll. And I've got Kane up front.
Yeah, well, they're both good sides. There's both arguments. I think Welbeck gives that a little bit more width on the left-hand side if you need it. And he can score you a goal. But yeah, certainly Barkley is for me, he's got to look. He's in your team as well. The big question mark is Rooney. You know, a lot of fans out there might be saying, "Well, why should he be playing? Yeah. He's not in form. Why don't Vardy play on that right hand side of midfield? Because he can't play that role."
Well, Ray, there's a stats I live in here. Our producer, he knows more about Shinty than he does football. He's given me the stats I live in. Numpty, he's from Northern Ireland. He's got Butland in goal, and his back four is Walker, Smalling, Jagielka, Rose. So Rose and Walker appear again.
How they've played this year, Pochettino, I think he's been so brave by changing the fullbacks. Trippier, when he's come in, done really well. Davis at left back for Spurs. So I've been amazed that most teams, if you've got a back four, you keep it the same.
Yep.
But he's changed fullbacks, but certainly Walker and Rose have benefited with that. When they've come in, they've looked a bit more energised and they can get forward. Defensively, not the greatest, but you've got to have Dyer in now to maybe cover them. If one of them goes forward, obviously both of them can't go forward.
But the stats are saying no Dyer. They're saying Walker, Smalling, Jagielka, Rose.
Then Jagielka's a surprise.
Yeah, they've got three across the
midfield.
Because
they've been awful.
Yeah, what sort of stats are these?
Everton, how many goals have they?
Well, these are from Northern Ireland.
How many goals has he conceded, Everton?
So you've got Alli, Bartley, no problem, and Drinkwater.
Well, Drinkwater's
out of... says that, man. You've got to drink more water. Alli, Bartley and Drinkwater.
Anyway, Ali's had a great season. A step up from Milton Keynes Dons. Everybody thought we might struggle with first year, but he's been brilliant. He deserves to be in. Barkley deserves to be in for me.
Yeah.
Drinkwater, look, he's had a great season. I really want to see him. I don't know where he's going to make his debut, against either Germany or the Dutch on Tuesday night at Wembley. But he needs to get out there and just have a look to see if he's phased by being an England player, because it is it's a massive step up for him.
And then they go up front, Vardy, Kane, but they've also got Troy Deeney in there.
Troy Deeney, yeah. Well, he's had a good season. He's again, Watford have played two up front with him and Ighalo. Deeney's been excellent whenever he's played. His work rate and what he's done, he's a good footballer as well. People don't see that. Look at him as a big battering ram and whatever, but he can play. So Troy Deeney's had a great season. And he's probably, and I'm sure Roy Hodgson is looking at him. When I was at Watford this season with TalkSport Match Day Live, I've always looked at Troy Deeney, and there's always been scouts there. I mean, England represents looking at him to see if he's any... Mm. Yeah, but the problem Troy has got is so much competition. around him. You know, you've got Sturridge. We haven't even mentioned Sturridge.
No, no.
You've got Rooney if he's fit. Barkley's going to play probably in a similar position as Deeney. So the problem he's got, there's too many good players around that position
and
where
drink,
he would
drink
play.
Drinkwater, to be fair to him, there is my, you know, don't forget he was at Man U. Couldn't get in the side. Alexis Scholes, Beckham, people like that were all in front of him.
Yeah.
So it's no surprise he's come through and doing well. Pogba couldn't get a game, could he, at United? Look how he's flourished. So,
but it's going to be really interesting. He's, look, we talk about friendlies. Everyone loves the Premier League. We know that. And it's not this weekend. But, you know, it's a real learning process for Roy Hodgson. I think he knows roughly, what do you think, Al? I think he knows about 7 or 8 player starters.
Yeah.
Who, if they're fit, they start. But
is he going to be bored?
There's probably 3 players. I hope he does, because I think the fans will be looking at it and saying, look, we ain't favourites. There's not as much expectation. I know we've got good youngsters.
I've got a little update on Jack as well. I got a text this morning. I know one of Jack's good friends, and he had a problem. He was pushing and pushing and pushing. His ankle seems fine, but his knee blew up a wee bit.
Well, the problem is, Al, when you've been out for so long, and that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
When you come back, something's strained because your body's not used to the intensity again. So
well, that's
you,
why
you
I don't
might
go
be
running
out.
Now, then.
Do you want to come? You should have come for a run this morning, Al. Anyway. That's what happens usually. You pull your calf, or you might a little twinge in your hamstring because your body's not been used to
pushing
up again.
Himself like mad to show Wenger.
But he's been in it, I'm sure.
You know what they're saying? The reports are that, you know, we spoke about this, didn't we, the other day? We said, you said he's got to play some games, Al, or he can't take him. Roy Hodgson has said, I'll take him if I think he's fit, even if he doesn't play
That's a gamble for me.
That's loyal, isn't it?
But he's very loyal. And look, he's been brilliant when he's played for England. And he's a fantastic player. Great to watch. When he's in his best form, he's different class. Now, whether you take him, if he doesn't play a game, I think that could be a gamble myself, because it's another player. If you do get injuries in that area and he's not played, you know what it's like. You've had long injuries. I've had not as long injuries probably as you, 12 weeks out, but it does take you time to get back into it. It takes you 2 or 3 games maybe, and that might be too late.
Yeah.
You know, you might be out of the tournament by then. So I think it's a gamble if you did do that, but hopefully he will play a couple of under-21 games. He'll have a couple of games behind closed doors, maybe 1 game behind closed doors, and then he might play the last 2 or 3 games for Arsenal. And if he shows that little bit of, and he's fresh, look, if he shows that what he can handle.
Do you know who we haven't spoken about? We've not even touched on Walcott. We've not touched on Oxlade-Chamberlain. Talking about your boys, Arsenal, right?
Yeah. Theo's in the squad.
Are they a mile away now?
Well, Theo, he's not in the greatest of form, and he'd be the first to admit that. You know, he set his standards, and that's what you do as a player. And he's not really lived up to the standards in the last few weeks. But on his day, he can be brilliant, Theo. He's one of them players can change games. So I think Roy will definitely put him in a squad and maybe put him on the bench. He might be another impact player, like a Vardy, like a Walcott off the bench in that last 25 minutes because his pace.
What's your gut feeling, Ray? Vardy really intrigues me.
Mm.
What's your gut feeling? Look, he's got the pace to play international football. Has he got the nous? Will he take chances like he has done the Premiership?
Well, I'm hoping he these two friendlies, he plays 2 up front on some part of the game. I mean, you know, even if they play it last half an hour and have a go.
But is the game quick enough for him? You know, international football, it's a slow build-up and then explodes.
Well,
long balls.
England can't play. I don't think England can play like the European-style football. They've got to go out there and play the Premier League pace. They've got to go out there and really pressurise people and play on the front foot. I think once they start sitting back and they let the teams like Italy control the game, that's when they come unstuck. I think you've got to go the other way around.
High tempo.
High up the pitch. Push the back four or higher. And then if you do play Vardy and Kane, you imagine their pace and trying to scare them.
And what about Harry then? Because what I love about Harry Kane is you give him half a chance.
Oh, he's a finisher.
He smells the goal post.
Well, everybody
and he hits the target.
Everybody questioned him early in the season when he weren't scoring goals and he struggled to score. But Harry Kane's a very confident lad in his own ability, which you've got to be. If you're a striker, you've got to be confident and you've got to be making them runs. If you stop making the runs, then there might be a problem.
Last few minutes, let's talk about Rooney. This is going to be his last major championship. I expect. I don't see him in the World Cup in 2 years. No.
Well,
no, I don't, no. I think he'll leave United soon. I think when he beats Bobby Charlton's record, he will leave Manchester United. There you go.
Well, again,
it's a bold statement. Don't look at me like that. It's a bold statement, but I think when he beats that record, he'll be off.
Yeah, well, he's been a fantastic player, there's no doubt. And now there's youngsters behind him really pressurising his position, which you expect. That's what you want. I mean, if you're 30, 31 years old coming up, you know, you've got to expect that youngsters are getting better and better all the time. You know, if everybody's fit, Sterling on that right hand side is an option. You've got Vardy can play there. I know he's 29, but he could be his last European Championship. Who knows? Yeah. Or his only one. But, you know, I think Rooney's a player that he's shown that he can play in different positions, which maybe could help him in the future, because he's not just an out-and-out striker. He can play the number 10. He's played in central midfield. So maybe he drops back into that role where he's dictating, he's got workers around him. There's one thing about Wayne Rooney, if you're going to play him, he's going to be like a Pirlo. If you're going to play like a Pirlo, look, Pirlo's a totally different player, but you've got to have people around you doing your work for you. And then you can use his, he's very good on the ball and he's a good passer. But it's going to be interesting to see when the manager makes a decision to say, Wayne Rooney, he's had a fantastic England career, one of the best players in our country,
sure,
but it's time to leave him out.
So to finish off, Ray, will he, these next two games, are you as an Englishman, an English fan, are you going to learn anything over these next two friends?
Well, I think Drinkwater is going to be the one who comes into midfield, whether he can play well enough to say, look, I'm the real deal. I'm ready to go for England. He's still question marks with that midfield area, whether Wilshere is going to be fit. I think he knows seven or eight players.
Henderson a certainty for you?
I think he'd be in a squad. I'm not too sure he'll start.
Really?
I'm not too sure. I think there's players who play better than him this year. I know, look, sometimes Roy goes with the loyalty and who got him there in the situation. But sometimes you've got to look at people in form as well. If Leicester win the league, then players will be on such a high going into them European Championships. Maybe he says, look, I'm going to play him. I'm going to play Vardy because he's been great form and he's on a massive high. And this could be the only chance he gets. And let him show Europe that he's a top player.
Ray, we shall see. Listen, thank you. That's Alan Brazil up front on Audio Boom with Ray Parler.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.